I'm Richard Fox and this is Messages of Hope. Happy Father's Day. What do you love about being a dad?
I love the kids saying, Daddy, can we jump up on your back?
Getting home from work and coming to open the door and getting a dad.
Yeah, I love the absolute excitement that my son gets when he sees me walk in the door. He's still at the age where he thinks I'm pretty much the best at everything.
Watching them grow and develop over the years and see them, you know, with their mates and just enjoying life, and yeah, that's really special.
Being a dad is a wonderful gift. I'm here with Celia Filkey, and we recently interviewed a group of dads. Stay tuned to hear their struggles and hopes for their kids.
So Richard, what do you love about being a dad?
I like spending time with my kids and just entering their world, playing their games, building Lego, you know, having fun with them and just spending time with them. And their hugs, you know, their hugs are very special too. So.
Yeah. And there are times though, being a parent is actually really quite hard work. It's not all fun and games.
That's right. Yeah, it can be very difficult at times.
There are times when things just don't go to plan.
Yes, you can muck it up.
We were at an opposition footy club and I was used a few expletives at how much I was disliking being there and that we should go home. And I think my son was about 3 or 4 years old and he repeated those expletives in regards to how much he liked the footy club. And yeah, that pretty much got me nomination for Father of the Year, that one, I think. So.
Happened with my third daughter. We went on a push bike ride and I just chucked her on the back of the bike and her leg got stuck in the wheel and broke the leg. So that was things I shouldn't have done.
I remember when my first son was only a couple of months old and I was doing work away in a remote part of Australia and I come back, I didn't recognise my son. And I was only away for 14 or 15 days, but that's how much they change.
My third child, second son, and right from the beginning he was a very poor sleeper. And one night after nights and nights of him crying and not wanting to go to sleep, and I just remember grabbing him by the shoulders, just saying, go to sleep. And I recognised from that next day on, I'd broken something between he and me, and he didn't want me as much, and that really hurt me, wounded me, but I knew that I was the cause of it. But hearing words of forgiveness from God and from others saying, it's, you know, we stuff up, but there is forgiveness.
Yes, as dads and as parents, we often muck up.
Yeah, that reminds me, when my son was 11 years old, he fell off his scooter and unbeknownst to me, broke his wrist. He came up to me and said, oh, you know, I fell off my scooter, it's a bit sore. And I asked him, out of a scale of 1 to 10, what's the pain like? He said about a 3 or 4, so I went, oh.
No problem.
Not a problem, exactly. And I just, you know, left him, said, put a bit of ice on it if it hurts. And anyway, a week later, I'm watching him at football training and thinking, he's actually still wincing when he catches the ball a bit, you know, and I thought...
From his wrist.
From his wrist. And I thought, perhaps I better get this checked out. So I rang the doctor, got an appointment. We got there and he said, yeah, actually, your son's wrist is broken and you'll have to go down to the hospital, to Women's and Children's, and get it reset because it's been over a week.
Oh, wow. How did that make you feel?
Well, like the world's worst parent, like, you know, your son's been walking around with a broken arm for a week.
Yeah, it's easy to muck up as a parent and as a dad, you know, either forgetting your kids sometimes or hurting them. But then it comes in the power of saying sorry and forgiveness and demonstrating that to your kids
as well.
Absolutely.
That's so important that they can see that we are human.
Yes. You know, we have a God who loves us and forgives us. And so to be able to demonstrate that to them too, actually I found has actually strengthened the relationship and made it grow even stronger.
Yeah.
This is Messages of Hope with Richard and Celia. As a celebration of Father's Day, we'll be offering a free booklet on parenting later in the program. Being a parent and loving your children means sometimes you have to set boundaries for them.
Yeah, when I was training to be a teacher, one of the first lessons they gave us was, you are not their friend, you are their teacher. And it's about setting those boundaries and those disciplines so that there is a difference between you and them. And my husband and I took that into our parenting, the fact that we are not their friend, we are their parent. They need a parent. They've got plenty of friends, they need a parent to set those boundaries. And I just felt that that was a really important thing and I could see the benefits of having that structure.
Yeah, it's because you love them.
Absolutely. It doesn't mean you can't have fun with them. It doesn't mean you can't enjoy their company. But it's really important we felt that they had these boundaries, these structures, so that they could be safe, so that they could feel safe, that they knew how far they could go before, you know, something might happen and what the consequence will be.
Yeah. Yeah, giving discipline isn't easy.
Giving
it actually gives them protection and love and a space where they can just develop and grow.
We asked our group of dads how they felt about discipline from a father's perspective.
I wish that before becoming a dad, I could be comfortable with consistency of discipline without being scared of losing the kids. Kind of think, oh, if I'm too harsh on them, then they won't like me anymore.
I look at my kids and I think, masters of manipulation. They picked up on any little signal that there was that mum and dad were not perfectly aligned with what the matter was.
My wife and I separated when my son was 2. He's now 7.5. I don't even like the word discipline, but when it comes to discipline, communication's huge for us so that we are on the same page consistently.
That discipline is not a bad thing. If we've got boundary setting and you've got love, you can't have one without the other. I mean, we've got to have both. The boundary setting and the love.
One of the things that I did learn about myself when I became a father, that actually I was more the authoritarian and the policeman. You know, I sort of looked myself back. I was a policeman. I was there to watch out when they messed up, and I had to make sure I just weed out all the bad stuff.
I look at my kids and I think, oh, you're being naughty. You're doing this, you're doing that. And yet, whenever they stayed with the grandparents or with other people, perfectly behaved. You know, they did what they were told. And I'm thinking, no, you're telling me porky pies here. And so the learning from that is what they might do in regards to testing the boundaries at home, which is a safe environment because they know we love them. And as dads, I think we forget that at times. The kids actually love us.
And I found more and more over time that it's not just about being punished or corrected. It's about being forgiven and embraced and accepted again and letting them know God's love, God's forgiveness.
This is Messages of Hope with Richard and Celia. It's helpful for dads to share their stories so they know they're not the only ones. If you have a story as a dad that you'd like to share, go to Messages of Hope on Facebook and tell us your story. That's Facebook Messages of Hope.
Today on Messages of Hope, we're celebrating Father's Day and looking at the joys and struggles of parenting, particularly as a dad. Sometimes I hear people talking about children as being a right, but I really see them as children are a gift.
Yeah, they can be very special. Special, and they provide us with so many wonderful moments.
And I really, when I look back on my kids, I want them to look back on their childhood and remember that they were loved. The love, the laughter, the security, but mostly that they were loved. What about you, Richard? What do you hope for your children?
Yeah, I hope they grow in confidence in their life and who they are as people, as individuals, and also into community. But they can grow up with a faith in God that provides them a direction and support and hope for them in the future. My prayer is that they live hope-filled lives and find the joy in life.
Yeah. So let's hear from our group of dads about what they hope for their children.
I hope that they're a value add to society. That is, that they contribute and they don't take.
Hope and dream for my children would be that when they grow up, they still come to me as their dad for whatever, to come to talk, whether it be for help or guidance or whether just because they want to come and have a chat, chin wag and a laugh and just want to be with me sometimes.
I hope they find a partner that really makes them complete.
The hope for my son going forward and in the future is that he finds what he's interested in and that he has the courage to go after that. To not be overly influenced by others and follow other people's dreams, but find his own. Personally, as a person that's come to faith and to know God later in life, that he too finds his Heavenly Father and he finds that warmth and that love and just that strength in God that I've found.
This is Messages of Hope with Richard and Celia. If you're struggling as a father and feeling like parenting has become a burden, call us on 1800 353 350 or go to messagesofhope.org.au for your free booklet, Parenting, Finding the Fun. It'll help you rediscover the fun and joy of being a parent. For your free booklet, Parenting, Finding the Fun, call us on 1800 353 350 or go to messagesofhope.org.au.
I know my father, and he was really good to us, but he always said, "Oh, I wish I was a better father." And I know I've said that quite often too, but my wife has always said, "Oh, but you have been good." And even now from the kids, you know, occasionally I've said, "Oh, you know, I'm sorry, you know, haven't done it better then." And they've said, "No, you did the best you could, and I love you for it."
I'm Richard Fox, a pastor of the Lutheran Church, where love comes to life. I hope you can join us again next week for another message of hope. Real hope to cope with life's challenges.